Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday. Yes, Phil D. Fire Fridays on the Morning Motivation Broadcast. This is where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and every day, Monday through Friday, at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm here with you tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic. We have group prayer, and I assign you a new task to complete each day, and it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Well, you know that today is Friday, Feel the Fire Fridays, and on Fridays we have intercessory prayer. That's right. We get down and dirty, travailing for your burdens and my burdens and lifting up our nation and everyone in the kingdom. I am so excited because I've already been praying before the broadcast started. Now, our scripture for this morning will come from the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. 1 John, chapter 5. Verses 14 through 15 and Jeremiah 9, 17 through 19. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, access upcoming events, access my law office site, everything you need from the ministry site, and that's feelthefire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. I also remind you to wake up to breakfast with me on Morning Motivation by calling in at 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you miss your breakfast appointment with me live, the broadcasts are always posted after 8 a.m. Eastern on the website at feelthefire.com. So go back, listen, share it, and get your spiritual breakfast every morning. By now, you should have your word ready. Let's go into the word. Then I'm going to read off some prayer requests that I have, and then we are going to go into intercessory prayer. I'm reading from the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verses 14 through 15, and I'm reading from the KJV. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us, talking about the Lord. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Jeremiah 9, 17 through 19. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for the mourning women that they may come, and send for cunning women that they may come, and let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with waters. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded because we have forsaken the land, because our dwellings have cast us out. So in that book of 1 John, it is reminding us that when we go before the Lord in prayer, the assurance that we have that even provokes us to go before him in prayer is that he hears us when we pray according to his will. And that not only does he hear us, but that he answers us. so that when we go before him in prayer, we are already believing prior to and at the beginning of the prayer that God already answers us spiritually, so that by the time we finish praying, we are assured that a natural manifestation will occur and we don't doubt. And then in Jeremiah, these scriptures refer to intercessory prayer. Call for the mourning women, not M-O-R-N-I-N-G, but M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. In other words, they who will travail, those who will weep, those who will lament for us, who will take the time and tarry, if you will, tarry, to see God's blessing come through. Something to intercede for people. It's not just praying where you call out words, but it's getting to a place, just like we saw in Galatians, even though I didn't read that, but in the book of Galatians 1 and 2, where the Bible tells us that if we see a brethren overtaken in a fault, we're supposed to restore that brethren, those of us who are spiritual, and we're supposed to bear one another's burdens. That's what we're about to do this morning as we go into prayer. So I have prayer requests, and remember, you can always go to the website at filledthefire.com and enter your prayer request prior to the broadcast so that I'll have them to read on air. You don't have to enter your name. So I have a prayer request to pray for healing. Somebody needs healing in their body from cancer. I have a prayer request to pray for a financial blessing. Somebody is almost at the verge of bankruptcy and needs God to come in and do a financial miracle. I have a prayer request to pray for a job. This person's been trying to get a job for several months and has been continuously turned down. And now it appears that the job is about to come through. So to pray for a job. And of course, we pray for our leaders. We pray for everyone who's in authority in this land. So at this point, I want you to begin to get into a spirit of prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Wherever you are right now, make sure no distractions are there, no television on.
Have you ever walked the floor?
Oh, I want to give you a spirit of prayer.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Lord, I'm going to retire.
Before the Lord.
You are going to pay your bills.
Hallelujah.
And a still
Hallelujah.
Small voice says, be strong.
Yes.
Sometimes struggle. Today is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day. Get ready, get ready, get ready. You're next in line for a miracle, a miracle.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's go before the Lord in prayer this morning. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. Father, we magnify you. This is the day, Lord, that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it this morning. Father, we thank you for giving us another day. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we just could not praise you enough. for all of your mercy, all of your goodness, all of the ways that you keep blessing us, despite the fact that we are not worthy, despite the fact, God, that we have transgressed against your laws, we have violated your edicts, Lord, we have come in and we are guilty as charged. We have backslidden. We have not done right. But Father, we magnify you this morning that you are still sovereign, still blessing, still loving, still merciful, still forgiving us in the name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you cleanse us right now, Lord. Wash us, Jesus. Father, our righteousness is as dirty rags before you this morning. Even in the best that we could do, it is not enough. Cleanse us right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come praying for healing this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you said in your word that you desire that we be in good health and that we prosper, even as our soul prospers in the book of 3 John. Lord, heal the bodies. Heal the bodies in the name of Jesus. Not just that one particular person, but those listening, Lord, whatever their ailments and their infirmities may be it cancer, be it diabetes, be it pulmonary situations, cardiovascular situations, GI situations, mental health infirmities, whatever the ailments are, your word says that by your stripes we are healed. Heal the body. Heal the infirmity. Right now in the name of Jesus, we come speaking healing, Lord God. In your name, Father, there's nothing impossible for you. You are able to touch every person listening here this morning. We come in agreement with them, Lord God. We come standing in proxy for them, Lord. We come travailing, weeping, lamenting, God. Hallelujah. You heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we magnify you for it this morning. We thank you for it this morning. That their healing shall shine forth as the noonday sun, God. We come in agreement that from this day forward, they will speak that they are healed. They will live that they are healed. Father, we speak that they shall live and not die. That they'll proclaim the works of the Lord. Ooh, just as for Hezekiah. Lord, you added 15 years to his life. That's because you are the creator of life. You made these bodies. You know the anatomy and the physiology in a way that no physician knows it. No physiologist knows it. No pathologist knows it. No oncologist knows it. No pulmonologist knows it. No endocrinologist knows it. You are the master cardiologist. You're the chief of staff. The chief medical officer. And as you speak it, so shall it be. Woo! In your name, Jesus. Father, this morning, we come praying for a financial breakthrough, Lord God. Father, you said that the cattle on a thousand hill belong to you. You said that my God shall apply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, open up the heavens. Send down the latter rain. Do a financial miracle, Lord God, because you're still a miracle working God. Now, Father, come in and bless in the finances. Lord, open up the doors and give jobs, give promotions. Send down, Lord God, financial breakthroughs, not through death, not through infirmity, not through somebody having to die to receive it as an inheritance, not through some type of catastrophic accident. But through your miraculous blessing, supply every need in the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up everyone who's married on the broadcast, who's married this morning, those who are engaged, those in relationships. I lift up the families. I lift up the children. Father, we lift up the heads of our nation. Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way. In every situation, Lord, you know what is needed. You know what the listeners have laid before you. You see their petitions. You said that if we believe that we had the petition that we desired, if we believe that you hear us, if we believe and not doubt that you're still a sovereign prayer answering God, then we'll have the petition. It will be done. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. We don't doubt you this morning. Father, you know every need.
I'm running out of time, Lord. But God, I thank you that you sit high and you look low. And even for the people who did not enter a prayer request online, God, you still see them. You said that when we go before you in our secret closets, God, you will hear us and you will answer us and reward us openly. Send the reward. Send the reward. Send the reward. Send the latter rain. Send the manifestation. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus this morning. Now, Lord, I pray for salvation. For those, Lord God, who are not saved, who are listening, Father, you said that it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come into the knowledge of repentance. This is why you so loved the world, that you sent your only begotten Son. So, Lord, I need you, hallelujah, to save souls this morning. Fill with the Holy Ghost this morning. Deliver this morning. Sanctify this morning. Encourage this morning. Send your peace this morning. Send your joy this morning. Send your goodness this morning. Send your mercy and your grace this morning. Send your love this morning. Father, whatever it is that's needed, bring us together. Bring our nation together. Bring our churches together. Bring our families together. Bring our own peace together. Encourage us, Lord, to wait on you in the name of Jesus. Because you said in Isaiah that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We'll run and not be weary. We'll walk and not faint if we'll wait on the Lord. Lord, in your name, we count it done. We come in agreement this morning. Amen. Come on and magnify the Lord. Come on and magnify the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Usually I give announcements, but I tell you I'm so in the spirit. It was everything I could do not to begin to speak in tongues as I'm praying on this broadcast this morning. I encourage you today to remember that God is a prayer answering God. I encourage you to encourage someone else. We're Christians. This is what we do. We are the light set upon a hill. Hallelujah. We are the salt of the earth. You can't just encourage yourself, but you must encourage others just as I've done with you this morning. You have to intercede for others, bear their burdens in the name of Jesus. So your task for this morning is for you to intercede on behalf of someone else and for you to share this word, encourage somebody. You can tell them to come to the website at fillthefire.com. It will be posted. They can come on their cell phones, on their desktop. As soon as they hit the homepage, it will tell them there how the topic and how to listen to the go to the morning motivation page, hallelujah, and to hear the intercessory prayer. I want you to be encouraged this whole weekend. Do not doubt. We've laid a petition before the Lord. Don't doubt. Go in and enter your prayer request and go in and enter your testimonies on the website. So that I can know what God has done for you. I love everybody. I'll see you Monday morning for breakfast. Be on time. 6:30 a.m. Eastern. 323-870-4180. Today is your day for miracles. Oh, we have the potential. Just believe it. Receive it. God will perform it today.